morning, family and friends of Alamo United Methodist Church. That is Alamo, the place to be. You're here. Yay. On Sunday mornings. And we, if you know anybody who's looking for a new church home or just check something out, tell them where we are. 4071 North Foster Road. It's pretty simple. I make it here. It's got to be simple. The scripture for the opening of our worship this morning is from Psalm 71, taken from the New Revised Standard Version of our Bible. In you, O Lord, I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your righteousness, deliver me and rescue me. Incline your ear to me and save me. Be to me a rock of refuge, a strong fortress to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. Rescue me, O my God, from the hand of the wicked, from the grasp of the unjust and the cruel. For you, O Lord, are my hope. My trust, O Lord, from my youth. Upon you I have leaned since my birth. It was you who took me from my mother's womb. My praise is continually of you. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Here we are again, O Lord. We thank you so much for your blessings this morning. We thank you for the sleep that you gave us last night. We thank you for waking us up. We thank you for touching us with your finger of love and letting us see the light of another day. Oh Lord, we're not deserving of anything. But Lord, you love us so much. You care for us so much. And this morning, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for caring. Thank you, Lord, for choosing us to be your servants. And Lord, as we go forward from this point, empower our hearts, empower our lives, empower our talk with your spirit so that we may be known as your children. Bless you, Lord, and we thank you. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Would you stand for our opening hymn, I'll Fly Away?
Sure, I'll fly away. Good morning, brothers and sisters.
Good morning.
My first announcement is a women's retreat that's coming up October 14th through the 16th at the Twin Elm Guest Ranch in Bandera, Texas. The theme of it, the title of this walk is "And They Danced," celebrating the wonder of our wanderings. And the price for this is $240, which needs to be paid by September 1st. But
September 18th.
There's financial aid or financial assistance via scholarships will be available in order to, if you need help with that, just talk to Peggy Gonzalez. All the information will be in the lobby if you need to go check on that. And then the other announcement that I have here real quick is our newsletter is back up and running. And there's a lot of good information here. Of course, our calendar for the week. And then, you know, information about the pastor, you know, in case you need to get in contact with him or with our administrative assistant, Jan Morrison. The information is there in the office hours. Yes? Okay. This will be on the website, so in case you don't want to have a hard copy here. And then, of course, there's the list of the birthdays for the month, anniversaries, and then a message from the pastor. And then there's, of course, more from the editor, all the different ministries that we have for the church. And then, you know, like for this month, you know, there's examples of how to prepare for prayer. And then if you're a person that likes to do like word search, they have that also. So this is something that, you know, should help you along the on the week until we get back to worshiping on a Sunday. Okay. The rest of our announcements for the week. On Tuesday, the 23rd, the Women's Bible Study will meet in Building B, and then at 11, the reunion group will be meeting in Building B. And then at 7:45 p.m., the choir will be practicing. And then on Wednesday, the 24th, at 7 p.m., the Oasis will be meeting out here in the lobby. And then on this Thursday, the 25th, at 11 a.m., the Lunch Bunch will be meeting at the Red Lobster, and that's going to be at 11 a.m. And then, of course, on Saturday, we have our Romeo's and Juliet's for breakfast at Sophia's. And then birthdays for this week, Virginia Mollenhoff, happy birthday. I was expecting to see you further back. Happy birthday. And then Keith and Cindy Williams, on the 26th is their anniversary. And then Jean and Elaine Bixler is their anniversary on the 28th. So happy anniversary to y'all. Now, let us sing happy birthday on the count of three. One, two, three. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. And many more. And then, I don't know if y'all remember this, but going back to the anniversaries, remember that little jingle that the Flintstones had back in the day? Y'all want to do that?
What is it, right?
You remember?
No.
Okay. Let's try it. It's just happy anniversary, but there's a little tune to it. So let's start on the count of three. One, two, three. Happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary. Thank you.
Are you through now?
Yes.
Okay, let's sing something else. No, thank you, Frank. Just a quick announcement. Gayla called me this morning, wasn't feeling real well, so keep her in your prayers. But we are very thankful that Miss Linda was able to come and take care of us for us this morning. So thank you, Miss Linda.
Amen. Amen. Does anyone else have an announcement or anything before Lance comes? I have an announcement. Actually, it's a thank you from Candlewood Elementary for your help. This is something that Pastor George started, and we just kind of picked it up and kept going with it. But I got to tell you this, folks, I had no idea what I was stepping into when I went to that school and when I talked to the counselors. They have a real need for clothing and shoes, and they have a real need for wipes and pull-ups for the pre-K children. The principal name is Rachel Diaz. They have a new principal, new counselor, so they appreciate our help. So I know we got the chair thing going right now, but keep this in your in the back of your mind to if you for the wipes and the pull-ups for the pre-K kids. And she's going to get back to me about the shoes and the sizes that they need so that they can we can help them with the shoes. And I think the church has already done that, I believe, didn't we? A couple of years ago, we had a shoe drive. So I'm sorry, what now? Okay. All righty. So please... please keep Candlewood Elementary in your prayers. Amen? Amen.
Good morning. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, I do not always understand your ways, but I praise and thank you that you have shown mercy to me and that by grace, through faith in Christ, I have been made a new creation in him and given life eternal. Thank you in his precious name. Amen.
And now let us prepare to return but a small portion of the bounty that God has given to each of us. Let us go to prayer. Heavenly Father, you are the creator, you are the sustainer, you are the source of all that we have. We come now and ask that you open our hearts so that we may be cheerful givers, for we know that you love those that give cheerfully and willingly. We ask that you take our tithes and our offerings, multiply them, and use them for your kingdom here on earth. In Christ's name, amen.
morning.
Today's scripture reading is from Romans 9, 14 through 25. Okay, that helps. What then shall we say? Is God unjust? Not at all. For he says to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I have compassion. It does not therefore depend on human desire or effort, but on God's mercy. For Scripture says to Pharaoh, I raised you up for this very purpose, that I might display my power in you, and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth. Therefore God has mercy on whom he wants to have mercy, and he hardens whom he wants to harden. One of you will say to me, then why does God still blame us? For who is able to resist his will? But who are you, a human being, to talk back to God? Shall what is formed say to one who is formed it, why did you make me like this? Does not the potter have the right to make out of the same lump of clay some pottery for special purposes and some for common use? What if God, although choosing to show his wrath and makes his power known, bore with great patience the objects of his wrath prepared for destruction? What if he did this to make the riches of his glory known to the objects of his mercy, whom he prepared in advance for glory? Even us, whom he has called, not only from the Jews, but also from the Gentiles. As he says in Hosea, I will call them my people who are not my people, and I will call her my loved one who is not my loved one. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. You may be seated. All right.
Here I am.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Oh, gracious God, enlighten my mind and heart with truth, love, mercy, gratitude, and compassion. Give me the courage to follow you daily in faith, love, and hope. In my busy day, help me to think of you now and then. Make me aware of the needs of the people around me. Help me to be grateful for what I have and help those with so much less. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
A reading from Paul's letter to the Romans.
Would you please stand, please? Would you please stand while we're going to all read this together?
Okay.
It's in your bulletin and also up on your up on the wall there. Okay. Romans 12, 1 through 5. A living sacrifice.
Therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters,
in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship.
Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, perfect will.
For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment,
in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you.
For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not have all the same function, so in Christ, though many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others.
This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. You may be seated.
Now let us pray.
Heavenly Father, we come thirsting for your word, seeking all that we can gain from your message. We ask that you strengthen Pastor Ted, that you give him courage to deliver the message that the Holy Spirit has for each of us today. And further, Lord, open our hearts and minds so that we may hear with joy your message and your word, and that we may indelibly take your word into ourselves, so that when we leave this place, we are filled to capacity so that we may deliver your word to a hurting world. These things we ask in the name of our Savior, your Son, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Amen. Morning again. Am I all right? Can you hear me over there, everybody? Okay, good deal. Amen. So good to see each one of you here this morning. I got to make a confession to you. I preached this last night. I couldn't get Tessa to listen to me, so I went outside on the patio and I preached it to the tomato plants and the pepper plants. So you will. They responded very well. I saw little blooms coming out on them. No, just kidding. No, I like to go over the sermon just kind of to so I can know what I'm talking about, if you will. But I just love to kind of preach it, to just kind of just get it out there. And sometimes I'll go in the garage, and sometimes I'll just go out there on the patio. But while I was out there doing this, I could not help and be so thankful that God chooses us. Isn't that awesome? In our broken state, in our broken relationship with Him, He still chooses us. So I want to welcome you today to the fourth part of our Romans, the Power of the Gospel series. This is the fourth part in the a five-part series. And I don't know what you came in here with today, what kind of burden or what kind of issue that you may have this morning, but I do want you to believe this. I am believing in faith that God wants to shed some light into that dark area of your life, and He does not want you to carry that burden alone. So remember that the pursuit of righteousness, the life of faith, these are not things that we have to do alone. Then this is basically what we learned from last week's teaching. So today we're going to keep going on the book of Romans. And if you haven't read the book of Romans, I encourage you to do that, because it is a very systematic and it's a very developmental doctrinal book of the Bible. And this is one of the Apostle Paul's best work. So get into it and read it and learn about the Lord. We've got a whole lot to learn. It would take us probably, I don't know, next year to go through the book of Romans. So we're just going to focus on some highlights. We focus on some highlights like sin, righteousness, unity with Christ, But today we've got an even more powerful insight to share from Romans chapter 9. And that is God chooses us. Now I want you to kind of let that sink in for a minute. God chose me. You know, so, and if we look at Romans 9, starting at verse 14, let me say this. I hadn't said this before, and I don't know if you bring your Bibles with you or not, but if you don't, you ought to start. Amen? Bring your Bibles with you. Bring God's Word with you. I know we got some Bibles in the pew, but I just believe you ought to have God's Word either with you on the phone or in your hand, some kind of way that you have the Lord's Word. Okay. So it's clear right from our passage that God has the final authority. He gets to choose who he shows mercy to and whose heart he hardens. And that part hardened just kind of, it didn't set right with me with God. God is hardening people's heart? Why? And sometimes we don't understand, and it's hard for us to imagine God would harden anyone's heart for any reason. And so we're called in faith to trust that his ways, and you got to remember this, folks, his ways are not our ways. His ways are not our ways. He doesn't think the way that we think and do things. He shows mercy to whomever he wants to. And I just want to briefly say this about someone that's very close to me and my wife. And we have shared Christ with her. We've invited her to church. And we've been praying for her. But they still haven't met Jesus yet. But I saw a little bit of hope yesterday. We went to a revival at Atlanta Park. So we're hoping that little a seed was planted in her heart yesterday. And sometimes I have to ask myself, God, why won't these people come to know you? Our children, our grandchildren, we pray for them, but yet they keep going off astray. Why won't they come to know you? Why is their heart so hard toward you? So it's a reality that it's for all of us that we don't fully know how God works, and we don't. However, you can be sure this one thing this morning. He chose you. He chose you for his service, to be his child, to be his special possession. So, and this is what we're going to move forward with today. And some of the key things of this is we were created in God's image. Now, even from the very beginning of creation itself, God chose to create human beings differently. If you read the creation story, you'll notice that the earth, the animals, and all those things were simply spoken into existence. God says, let there be light, let there be animals, and it was so. Amen? Amen. But with human beings, he did something different. In Genesis 1:27, he says, God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. And in Genesis 2:7, the Lord God formed a man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living being. So it's awesome to know and to read about how God formed us. But he didn't speak mankind into existence. He created humankind. He wanted us to be intentionally set apart and different. And oh, we definitely are. Amen? Let me say this, folks, and I'm not fussing or complaining, but I've been preaching for 10 years, pastoring a church for 10 years, and I think I told Tom this, and I'll tell you this. The church I pastored was predominantly African American. And me and Tessie, we said, you know what? And then when I began to preach here, the one thing that I found out is totally, it's all the same. We all have in common. We're all the same. Amen. We all got our egos. We got our issues. We got our problems. Amen. And I just wanted to pass it on to say, you're not as different as you think you are. Amen? In God's eye, we are broken vessels. And God wants to use each one of us, regardless of our racial or whatever background that we tend to put ourselves in. So I just wanted to get that out there and just let you know that we're all the same, and I bet if you go to any other church, you'll find the same thing. So he wanted us to be intentionally set apart and different. But if you read Genesis 3, when sin entered humanity, that's when we let God down. And we all fall short of his standards that he set for us. We allow sin in our lives to distort God's image. You see, God made us in his own image, but sin has come in and distorted it. But I got good news this morning. The good news is that God's image on us, each of us, is not destroyed. He still loves you. And just as our Roman passage talks about, God gets to decide who and what he uses to accomplish his purpose. I read the account, the narrative, and where he talks about how he even hardened Pharaoh's heart, so that the people in Egypt and the world would know the mercy and the grace and the power that he has. So God can do whatever he wants to, whatever he wants to. So we have to remember that he is sovereign and omnipotent. And he chose to enter into a broken relationship with broken people like me in order to bring about redemption and reconciliation. I tell you, that is beautiful. I don't know about you, but I thank God. I thank God that even though in my brokenness, he still had the mercy and love to choose me. In fact, we are broken, but God's purpose is beautiful. Have you ever wondered what God has for you in your life? You ever sit down and wonder, Lord, what in the world am I doing here at Alamo United Methodist Church? What am I supposed to do? What do you want me to do? You know, we may be broken, but his purpose for us is beautiful. And in this passage, Paul talks about a potter. He claims that the potter has the right to choose what he does with the clay. God can make whatever he wants to out of you. He can do whatever he wants. He can put you in whatever service he wants. So no matter how it looks or what purpose it is for God, for God could have easily passed us by and accomplished his purposes some other way. Some of us think that the world may not go on without the Lord, without us. But I got some bad news for you this morning. God can choose a dog if he wants to do whatever he wants to. Amen. Who are we to think that we're all that in a bag of chips when we're nothing? When we're nothing. When we're nothing but what the Lord makes of us. And his purpose, it says, but he wanted us. He wants to use us. He wants to use you. And here's one big reason why I think this is. When broken people are used by a whole and mighty God, he gets all the glory. Amen? You see, folks, it's all about Jesus. It's not about us. It's all about Jesus. And in the book of Acts, chapter 9, there is a story, a narrative about someone by the name of Saul. And this Saul is the same guy who wrote this book of Romans. Of course, his name was Paul. And this man who used to kill and persecute the very message that he's preaching here, he used to kill people for that, put him in prison. But you know what happened, folks? He was broken, but he had an encounter with Jesus Christ. And when you have that encounter with Christ, all bets are off. Everything changes. Your heart changes. Your whole outlook on life changes. So, and he became one of the most effective spreaders of the gospel. But you know what, folks? It don't have to stop. Stop in with that story in Romans. It could happen right here at Alamo. God could use any one of you to be whatever he used to take this gospel to a lost and dying world. So we want you to know that because he chose you, that don't mean that you're anything special and all that. Don't get things twisted. That's not what he's talking about. He chose you because God takes the weak. He takes the things that the society kicks to the curb and throws away. He takes those people and he makes He makes them to do incredible things with little or nothing. Read the stories in the Bible about those people, those servants that God were not doing anything for the Lord, and God took them and used them in His service. So remember this: it's God's job to be perfect, not ours. You follow the perfect Christ. You follow Him. He's perfect. We can't be perfect. I'm not perfect. I make a lot of mistakes. I forget a lot of things. But God never forgets anything. Amen? He's always, always there for you. And He knows all our strength and our weaknesses, our victories. He knows when you fail. He knows when things don't go right. He knows when you take on a project at church and things are not going right. He knows that. Go to Him and say, Lord, it just ain't working. Help me through this. He knows what you can do. He knows I ain't got no business up on no ladder trying to change the ballast down. He knows that because I don't know what I'm doing. So he knows exactly what we can do or what we can't do. You see, in the book of Jeremiah, verse 1, chapter 5, he says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. This is awesome. He says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were even born, I set you apart. I appointed you to a prophet to the nations. Now, in Jeremiah's case, God formed you and set him apart before birth. Now, you and I, we might not be the next prophet appointed to bring God's word to Israel. But this idea of being formed and being known runs all through the Bible. All through the Bible, he talks about being formed and known and then chosen. So God's plan for your life originated long before you came here this morning. His love for you isn't based on the fact that you decided to get dressed and come to church today. It's not based on anything you have or haven't done in your life. Remember this. His choice of you, it was His choice, His prerogative, His decision. And if you go down through the Bible, in the history of the Bible, you'll see those God chose ordinary people to accomplish extraordinary purposes. Some of them are King David, Ruth the Moabite, even Mary, the mother of Jesus. And look at Peter, the uneducated fisherman who became one of the chief disciples. And not to mention all the people that you may know and I may know that are outside the Bible, God has empowered and used for extraordinary purposes. And today, I believe He still desires to use us as well. I believe He still desires to use Alamo United Methodist Church. I believe that He's got something for us to do in this community. And I believe that He wants to take each one of us by the hand and lead us and show us the way. He chose to love you. He chose to love us. So, this morning as I close, I wonder about you. Now that you know that God has chosen you, I wonder if we will choose God. Amen? I wonder if we will heed His word and heed His teachings and follow Him and not follow the world. There's a reason why I chose that the scripture from Romans 12:1. There's a part in there about be not conformed to this world. We ought to never let this world form us. Amen? We ought to let Christ form us. We ought to let God's word form us. And when that happens, dear one, oh my goodness, then you can sit at home or wherever you are and you can say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for choosing me, even when I didn't deserve it. God bless you this morning. I want to come down this morning and I want to offer you the invitation. We're preaching you do this every Sunday and nobody comes down. Why do you do it? Why do you do that? What's the purpose of that? You know why? Because I don't know your heart. I don't know what you're going through this morning. I don't know what you're up against. I have no idea. So I am compelled by the Holy Spirit to come down and issue the invitation every time I see you to let you know that Jesus is coming back. Amen? And we don't have time to play around and play games. Just look at the news. Look around. Look what's going on. You know, look even outside in our parking lot. Look out there. It may not be out there today. You know, we got to get things right with the Lord. Amen? So the altar is open for anyone who wants to get things right. Now, remember this. You're not getting it right with me. I have no hell, heaven or hell to put you in. You're getting things right with Jesus. Amen? And that is most important. So the altar is open for anyone who wishes to come.
Would you stand for a hymn of invitation? Just a closer walk with thee.
You to know that God loves you, because I believe that if you know that, then you'll be enabled to go on and do the right thing. And know this, and I'm going to go to my seat. I know it's time to go home and eat, but one of these days the rug's going to be pulled out from under you. Now what am I saying? One of these days God's going to take all the things that you used to depend on, and he's going to throw them out the window. And you know what you're left with then? What are you left with then? Amen. God bless you.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. Prayers for August 21st. Please keep all of our homebound members in your thoughts and prayers. Esther Goines, Elizabeth Grazulis, Hector Martinez, Eileen Fader, Jim and Linda McMillan, and Esther Berryman. Pray for all those who have suffered and lost from mass shootings and all other crimes against society. Pray for our country and all of its issues. Prayers for those all around the world. Prayers for friends and family of members of our church. Sandy Bundick's grandson, Patrick, great-granddaughter Madison, and friend Nikitha Thomas. Dixie Soder's sisters, Leona and Martha. Gerda Hader's sister, Imogart Metz, Virginia Mollenhoff's granddaughter, Regan, Marilyn Davenport and family, Tessie Robinson's brother, Johnny Thomas, and Andrea Foray is requesting prayers of strength and healing for Mom Jessica Miller and baby Dwayne Miller III, dealing with pain after delivering baby, is crying also. For her friend's cat, she's feeling under the weather. And for her mom, Sandra Bundy, dealing with fear over health issues. And then prayers for the members of our church. Ted and Tessie Robinson, Bonnie Chambers and family, Homer Vargas, Sandra Boykins, knee surgery, Janice Walker and James Murphy, Barbara Whitney, Lance Shaw, Sherry Francis, Norma Glenn and family, Jim McMillan, Elaine and Jean Bixler, Sherry Francis, Selma and David Sheck, Kathy Bedell, Donna Walker, and family. We praise God for his answers to our prayers. Praise for all those who answer God's call to serve others and for our church family and friends. And the people of God say, amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Frank, yes, there's some people that I forgot to put on. Please pray for Joe and Peggy Gonzalez. And please pray for John. John Austin's not doing well this morning either.
Yes, so he called and said he was feeling under the weather.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Please pray for Peggy and Joe. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Please join me in the prayer that Jesus taught us when he said, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And as we depart from here today, let's take just a moment to remember all those less fortunate than ourselves and continue to pray for those who are homebound or ailing in any way. Be friendly and be safe, and join us together here again next Sunday to receive the message that Pastor Ted will bring us. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Could you play us just a quick melody? Is she over there? Oh, merciful Heavenly Father, we thank you again, Lord, for blessing us this morning. And Lord, it seems like we're always in a hurry to go. But Lord, we ought to remain in your presence sometime and just let you speak to us. But as we leave this place, Lord, we pray that you will lay your healing hands upon us, that you would help us through the things that we may have to face as we leave here. And bless each one here today, Lord. We pray, Lord, that those who came looking, they found. And those, Lord, that were hurting, the pain is gone. And we give you all the praise and the glory, Lord, for everything. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Our closing hymn this morning is I Have Decided to Follow Jesus.
Amen.
I have decided.